Good Friday. Today is January the 31st, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, every year the Green Industry Conference takes place this time of year. It's been going on for 85 years, and it's coming up again. A great one-day conference. We're going to talk about that and getting your garden plants started indoors this time of year. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Friday morning as we take a look out in the backyard and garden and talk about an upcoming event, the annual event being the Tri-State Green Industry Conference. Now, this has been offered annually for over 85 years, more of an industry conference than it is for homeowners or backyard gardeners, but there are educational programs and opportunities if you would like to sign up. Now, from its humble beginnings in a greenhouse headhouse, the Green Industry Conference has grown to be a premier regional one-day training event with 10 educational tracks. Those would include dealing with annuals and perennials, trees and shrubs, turf grass management, greenhouse and urban agriculture, general pest and disease management, emerging ideas and issues, landscape ecosystems, worker safety. There's even a track taught in Spanish and a track targeting educators that focus on the green industry workforce development. So a lot of different opportunities for a lot of different folks. To sign up, you can go to a website that's u.osu.edu/greenindustryconference, or you can find more information on the Buckeye Yard and Garden line that is simply Beagle, BYGL.osu.edu, and follow the links that they have there. They do have pesticide applicator recertification credits that are available, both commercial and private. They also have ISA credits that are available for certified arborist and board certified master arborist as well, so those can be taken advantage of. But a lot of different cutting edge sessions, great attendance every year, and even a trade show that's open throughout the event. The 2025 Tri-State Green Industry Conference and Trade Show takes place on February the 6th. It starts at 8 a.m. and runs until 5 at the Sharonville Convention Center. That's at 11355 Chester Road in Sharonville, Ohio. General registration is now open. Of course, there's also on-site registration. And again, for more information and to register, the website is u.osu.edu/greenindustryconference, or go to the Buckeye Yard and Garden Line page at bygl.osu.edu. Well, last week we talked about some different resources to be planning your gardening activities this year, different catalogs you can request, and a lot of good websites out there. One we didn't get time to mention was Gurney's Seed and Nursery and their website, gurneys.com. They have great information on their website about starting seeds indoors. In other words, getting those plants started from seeds now so that when it's time to go out and transplant them in the garden, you are already and actually have a head start. Again, that website that they have, gurneys.com, G-U-R-N-E-Y-S.com. But go there and you can find great information. Of course, they sell seeds and everything you need to go with it too. So you can sort through some of that fun stuff to take a look at this time of year. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We want to turn our attention now to invasive species. You know, invasive species impact everyone, and when not monitored or controlled, invasive species can cause harm to our economy, the environment, or even human health. The term invasive is used sometimes interchangeably for non-native species that grow and reproduce rapidly. They will displace the native species of an area and cause major disturbances to the areas where they're found. Invasive species, if they're left uncontrolled, can and will actually limit land water use now as well as into the future. And the longer that those problems are ignored, the harder and more expensive the battles to control them become. Now, there are solutions. By learning about invasive species and participating in national events, everyone from elected officials to the general public can work together to solve invasive species issues at a local level, the state level, even regional, nationally, and internationally. Through education, information, and advocacy, that's how they help stop the spread of invasive species. in the country, in the waterways, and everywhere in between. And positive outcomes and habits and habitats. With these efforts, folks can create positive outcomes. Now, every year, the National Invasive Species Awareness Week is held, and that aims to protect natural ecosystems from invasive species for the benefit of everyone. This year, National Invasive Species Awareness Week is February 24th through the 28th, and we'll probably be talking about that a little bit closer to the time, just different events that have been organized that folks can participate in to learn more. There's different webinars that will be taking place. All the large public universities will have information out as well, highlighting some of the different species and control measures that folks are encouraged to employ. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.